pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time I'll ask the council to review the January workshop meeting minutes.
Make a motion to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. First item on the agenda is the business license for J.C. Cortez Auto Salvage. At the address for 955 Harrison Mill Road, this location has been looked into extensively by Kathy, as well as review with CPL on the zoning side. And it is found that the property does not have any record of being zoned for use as a salvage location. It does not meet the property requirements for setbacks to be used as a zoning or as a auto salvage location. So with that said, of a non-conforming use, I would recommend that we do not look at renewing a business license or having one at the location, but working with the landowner on uses that are allowed for the current zoning of the property.
He's in the process of pulling those cars out, right? He's been, I think that's been them bringing by many for months.
I'm not sure the complete status of that.
Okay.
Can they ask to be rezoned?
That is one of the options that they have. But based on the UDC, the setbacks, the property dimensions, those were found to be that they cannot meet the requirements for an auto salvage location.
Salvage.
Right. They explored other uses as well, and the space or the lot did not meet the requirements for the other proposed uses, such as a auto repair shop or a used car dealership.
How large is that lot? Do you remember?
Let me pull that up.
Yeah, it says grandfather. Is that just a thing that there's grandfathered in it, or?
Oh, the grandfather opened it.
Held the license before, thanks, yeah.
Who had the license before?
I'm sorry, Latin American Auto Salvage. Latin American Auto Salvage.
They had a business license?
Yeah.
From us?
Yeah.
So did they sell it, or they turned it over to their grandkids?
Completely different individuals. Completely different individuals.
It was held in what?
Holman's. Holman's Garage. Yeah. I've been there.
It was something else.
I'm not able to pull up the lot size, but this, the whole part has been.
Looks like 9 acres on the tax map.
Okay.
About 9 acres.
So they're looking for something else to use that property for?
They asked those questions during their review process of the land.
Because that means they would have to close the lot as it is then, correct? If they have no business license?
So that brings on the secondary component of that, and that it's enforcement of the zoning regulations for that lot. While the land is zoned as an industrial parcel, it does not meet the requirements, again, for the setbacks, other kind of dimensions that are required for the property.
Are there any issues since they've been operating as a salvage yard for years? With the...
We had no records of complaints with the space use.
Creek back up to it, Beth. I've had
Creek backs up to
tires in the creek, and I asked them to clean it up, and they did.
The creek backs up to it, and so does the subdivision that was put in later on.
The water that runs behind us is what runs beside them.
Probably so.
So that does raise the issues of potential environmental concerns.
Mm-hmm. With your metals and stuff. Rusts.
I could be mixing the no open complaints, I should say.
I would say no.
Are we able to stop them from doing what they've been doing since we've allowed it to go on for years?
We are. We can certainly bring a nuisance abatement action. The fact that there's been a change of hands is significant, as well as the fact that we'd have to look at, well, if they've been moving stuff off of there and they haven't been using it as a salvage yard, there's a period of interruption that can allow us to have them stop as well. So ultimately, there are several avenues that you could take to get them to stop doing what they're doing if you wanted to do that.
You said nuisance abatement?
Correct.
Yeah, because the gates are closed most of the time. It's very rare you see anything. Once in a while, a car sitting in front of the gate waiting for it to open, but I've never seen cars going in and out as salvage.
They've been, since last spring, coming by, pulling, like a tow, what's the word I'm looking for?
Drag or
the flatbed wrecker?
The big flatbed, and they've got a bunch on there, and it's, going that way, and I talked to
them.
Yeah, I talked to him and asked him, he said they were trying to improve the quality of the vehicles and to try to change what they were doing down there.
Now, they were coming out or going in?
They were coming out, the really beat up wrecked cars. That's what he was like, you need to buy a new car or another car? I'm like, no. But that's what I think, maybe like an auto auction or something. I don't know.
But if they're asking for a business license for salvage yard,
we can't do that.
Correct.
They can't do that because they don't have
a license.
They don't have footage.
Yeah, they don't have anything.
To do that. So what is, what is the real discussion? Or y'all thinking we're going to grandfather on this somehow? Or?
I didn't know if we had to because they've been operating so long as a salvage yard, but obviously you said no.
You don't have to, especially for the purposes of the occupation tax certificate. I mean, they're applying for this for the first time in their own name, so there's not really a grandfathering issue for that. If we were to look into a nuisance abatement action for the zoning, there's a potential for them to raise that argument, but really a non-conforming use is only legal where previously the property was zoned for that use and then you changed it. That's the sort of situation where grandfathering might be required, but not in a situation where it's never been zoned for this use.
And they have opportunity to open it as a different, several different types of businesses, I'm assuming.
Right, or request a rezoning. Yeah.
They already opened a business in there before us. Remember what you gave me gave him a, one of these for a different business in there.
We did.
Mm-hmm. Is there a different?
I think last year.
Can you move your microphone closer?
Been eating it.
They said they got a this last year for a different type of business on that property.
Yeah, they've already. Didn't they get another license for something else down there last year?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
The people that sold it.
Oh, that was the people that sold it? Okay. I didn't know that. Do we have any documentation on when the last person had a license and how the property?
When the Holmans sold it, I was not working here.
Yeah, I know.
So a license was issued to the Latin American people before my time.
Okay. They don't keep records.
But so it's independent. The business license is independent of the use of the
property.
Of the property, correct.
But how do we know? Right now, it's not zoned to anything, right? Is that what you're saying?
Zoned the property. Industrial.
It is zoned industrial.
Zoned industrial. But it's not meeting the standards for
correct.
What it is.
Correct.
How long ago was that when the other people got that license, the Latin people?
I'd have to look at my records, but I think it was 2007.
That was the last license you know of? Well, I mean, to today.
The same people all the time.
From 7 to... just recently.
So what brought this to light was them coming in to get a...
looking for additional space uses and the verification of the land with CPL.
I think we should have them come up here and explain what they're really wanting to do with that property before we do anything. Issue them a license for who knows what. For the salvage yard, yeah, but it doesn't meet.
Well, they've already asked about a bunch of different stuff. This is why they came back to the salvage yard, because they think since it was already a salvage yard,
they can grandfather it in.
Use that.
So, Chris, you're going to talk to them and they're going to come back to the next meeting, or do we need to make a motion to postpone it until we
can hear
from
them? I make
a motion that we do not grant the business license for the auto salvage because it doesn't meet standards for what it's
second.
Supposed to be. If they want to come in and then
say they want to do something
do
else.
Another business license for something else, then so be it. But I think that we just put this one in the mud.
Okay.
So that's my motion.
Doug seconded.
All right. All in favor?
Yep. Aye.
Second.
Doug.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is an updated portion with our purchasing policy that was adopted last year. I'm not asking for this to be passed tonight, but for additional consideration with the purchasing policy. We'll have an additional item later in the meeting that kind of goes into more detail as well, but is it the current policy is limited at $1,000 expenditure. State law allows more and the town can set additional different spending limits that are associated. So when we're doing work such as if it's road repairs, if it's tree maintenance, if it's think about if we needed to purchase something for storm-related equipment. In order to buy anything that's over $1,000, where $1,000 or greater, would require a special called meeting or waiting that length of time to get things completed, which is doesn't allow for emergency work. It's, parts as we go through. Even if an air conditioning unit breaks, if the ice maker breaks, That, so there's, the council can set a, you know, spending limit that's here, but in looking at state law or that's associated with a lot of expenditures, the $20,000 mark is really where things are set in of requiring public notice, bid processes, for where the expenditures are. So that's something we'd like to consider about increasing the purchasing levels that we have.
$20,000 seems a lot.
Which, there's a, you know, adjustments that could be made where we can look at it, you know, as far as emergency purposes. You know, even as it stands, we have to follow, you know, like we've got to add a tree work onto here because parts are there. We can't just extend contracts or extend any work that's over that.
Because if we're spending that much money, shouldn't we be getting bids? And, right? If we're spending, that seems like a lot to me. Shouldn't we be getting bids?
Which we can set different limits and say, look, that even that you can have a spending limit up to X, but at a dollar value of some set separately that requires additional pricing that's attached to it. Hmm. But it doesn't have, so that all the paperwork transparency is there, but it doesn't have to go before the council every single time for that. The council could say what it has to be two bid or three bid through that, but you can still do work up to this amount. Hmm. The council can be more restrictive than state law, but not less.
20 just seems like a lot.
You're talking 20,000 for you.
A transaction.
Or are you talking about 20,000 and then that's when you get bids?
19,999 on a single transaction.
For who?
Without approval.
For
the mayor.
Like a lot.
Okay, I just want to clarify.
And then, yeah.
It's not just
but
for.
You know, things you could consider is to say, look, if it's 5,000 or more, you have to get two bids, three bids for it. If it's an emergency situation, you're allowed up to X. Those can be outlined. When we say, you know, time consuming or, you know, time
right.
Restraint.
I'm thinking of a dollar amount. I don't know.
What's our what's our policy now?
$1,000.
$1,000?
So even in the event, like look at a snow and ice storm, if it, instead of, you know, yes, I'll volunteer, run the tractor through the town, but say that the tractor's out of commission, we can't take care of it. We have to hire, if we were to hire a contractor to clear the roads, that would require, with the way that we're written, we could not do that based on our policies. We would have to have a special call meeting.
Yeah, I can see all that. I'm just thinking of a dollar amount.
Right.
Well,
or even in the case of when we had the trees fall and the, you know, the tree. Mm-hmm. So we were able to remove there with drone, but if a tree falls on the playground and if the tree is over $1,000 to remove, we can't do it without pulling together a meeting for the expenditures.
Or like when her AC went out, she needed to get that ASAP.
Yes.
So, you know, that I understand that.
Yeah, I'm all good. I'm just, again, help.
How far up do we want to go?
Right.
Well, the parts.
Elevated.
Seriously, if there's an emergency, how could that be handled? I mean, no matter what the amount is. I mean, both.
Our policy right now states that.
$1,000.
Correct.
I'm saying, what do we do? Can we all call each other on the telephone and say,
or text?
Can we get permission to do this?
So, no, you've actually got a notice and call a meeting. Yeah.
Okay.
So right now, as it stands, if you're going to spend more than $1,000, you all got to approve it.
Going to be a Zoom meeting, or does it have to be in person?
So in an emergency situation, it can be a Zoom meeting, but if it's not an emergency situation, then it does have to be in person.
I mean, $1,000 is nothing now.
No,
it is, right. So I mean,
it was $3,500 for a tree.
I would say
10. So, can invite if we have.
Yes.
Would you mind if you got a question?
So just.
It's the microphone.
We can hear that, right?
So just some input from me hearing a lot of being in a lot of different meetings. Most people have raised the minimum up, like even the principals at the schools now, before they even have to go out for bid, their minimum is 5,000. So it is a like mm-hmm. kind of like Chris was saying, the AC unit went out in here today.
Yeah, I'm all for raising it. I'm just
debating. And then, you know, whatever guidelines go around, and I think that I want to say the county manager is at 25,000. Is what it is. Most of the department heads now are all at the directors, but they're all at $5,000 before they have to even go out for bid, because they're at 5,000 before they have to go out for bid. So just some insight.
I'm thinking 10,000.
They're making those stores.
But this also, you know, and the part is to address making sure of any records from P-card purchases that are need, you know. So again, this is more of a, you know, discussion through this to be answered at a later meeting. But, you know just... I want this to be really, you know, well thought out for this round of review and how we need to make this work effectively.
Was that the only question on the financial policy? Was just that?
Really, that's what it comes down to, right? Is increasing the policies, the amount of bids that are needed, when, and the use of the call it the P card.
I said filling in all the X's there and adding to or clarifying or whatever we want to do or how we want to do it.
Right. This even applies, it does to Jerome from the maintenance perspective. If he needs to, you know, if we have a lawnmower repair that's needed, it can be, you know, up to a certain amount with notification that's given to the mayor.
What is it now for him?
300, I believe.
Yeah. Raise that one, too.
It's...
And Kathy's is, what, 300 off, though, isn't it, Kathy?
Also
yeah.
Raise hers.
What's
well, I mean the amount.
That's what I'm saying. We probably need to look at all of these and then how we want to handle any kind of situations also.
I still think that they need the permission from either the mayor or Kathy, one or two, or us.
What's the accountability for
spend any of the money?
For violating the policy?
Not much. I mean, this is a sort of an internal directive for us. There's not much of a mechanism for enforcement. There, you know, really, if you wanted to build a system where rules like this could be enforced, what you have to create is an ethics ordinance and create a system of ethics enforcement, and then these rules could be adopted into the ethics ordinance for city personnel. But that's the kind of thing you need in order to make it have teeth. So it's maybe worth considering doing. I've done ethics ordinances before, and they can be helpful to actually establishing rules for that are enforceable for this type of conduct. But your policy is your policy, and ultimately, I mean, there can be negative consequences for the town if you violate it. If you violate this rule in making a decision that hurts somebody, they can sue you based on that. So there are ways that it can come into play to be enforced, but if there's, you know, it doesn't make it a misdemeanor to violate this policy or anything like that.
Are there any other questions on the purchasing policy, what we're looking at, just something that is more effective from a time perspective, realistic with costs today and how we can work, you know, with keeping transparency. As, you know, you do see every meeting we do get, you know, the full expenditure list of every, it's line item of every single thing that's paid for with the town. But, you know, as the town grows and as time continues on, these lists will get longer and longer from that perspective.
So what's the next step?
If we talk to a, situation.
What is the notification requirement for?
It's the same as for a regular meeting, but really the Open Meetings Act provides that electronic or virtual meetings can only happen if there's an actual emergency going on.
A tree on the playground would not be an actual. Okay. Are there any other questions?
So when are we going to review that?
I think at the working meeting in the next one, at the end of the month, we would discuss it in further detail and then look towards, you know, any changes to those parts, then look towards adopting in the at the March meeting.
Accounting procedures. So this isn't a rough draft. This is current. That was approved in December 23.
Correct.
Right. There,
we didn't change anything about the accounting procedures.
So this can be, you know, updates throughout that entire process. All those are done. Before we move on, I just want to double check. Are there any more questions from the council on the purchasing policy? Okay. All right, next item on the agenda is 785 Mary Street.
Where's Mary Street?
It's a...
I wonder if I can...
Over by Harrison.
Star Street. Or Mary Avenue.
Where's Mary Street?
You can update it to be Mary Avenue.
Oh.
But... On Mary. So where we've got the, right afterwards, the next item on the agenda is the tree work. But in the case here, this is a house that is in deteriorating condition that appears to be no one's lived there for several years and is going to be in need of... If something's not done with it before long, it'll reach that point. So,
is that a brick house?
It is.
Yeah.
If you look, you'll see the gutters are currently falling down on the property.
Mm-hmm.
Wood's peeling off.
Do we know who owns it yet?
Barber.
Wayne Barber.
Oh.
Okay. He just lives around the...
Kathy, would you mind explaining what you had found on that?
Wayne's mother owns it, and she's been in a nursing home for quite a number of years, and I asked Wayne Ridgway about it, and it's his understanding that, you know, when you run out of money on Medicaid, the government seizes your assets, so they've probably got control of the house, and the son is just waiting to see, you know, how long it's going to take for them to do something, and I think it takes a while.
So,
but by sending him this letter, it might get him to do something, maybe, you know, turn the title over to him so that the county can sell it. I don't know the process when Medicaid does that.
Do you know the process as far as what happens if government takes it as an asset?
I don't know what happens with Medicaid specifically.
So our intent today is that we'll add this to the list of the code enforcement items so that they are informed of the need to either fix the house, sell it so somebody else fixes it, but to address the issues is what the letter will be.
So has Wayne gotten a letter or any contact with Medicaid about the acquisition of the property or?
The son, Wayne?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just sent this letter to him.
Okay.
You
haven't talked to him?
No.
Okay. Never mind.
Oh, that was Wayne Ridgway.
That new...
No, No, Wayne Barber's.
Wayne Ridgeway was who we told.
Yeah, she's talking to Wayne Ridgeway.
Are there any other questions? Or any questions on this property?
That'd be a good flipper.
Send them the letter to start. I don't know how it works exactly in this case. Historically, the town has gone through the process of demolishing property in the past. I don't know that answer.
That was what all the taxes were in arrears.
That certainly complicates things, but what I would recommend in that case is if it comes to the point of enforcement, that we take that case straight to Superior Court, where the judge can do something called injunctive relief, which is actually fashioning an order that says the property owner has to clean up the property, rather than just saying, you're going to face a misdemeanor charge unless you clean up the property. The Superior Court can actually order that it be done, and that the town can do it and recover the cost as a tax lien against the property. So, Superior Court judges, in fashioning, this is technically called an equitable remedy. They have a lot more discretion to be able to fashion a specific remedy for a specific circumstance. So that would be the process there.
We're good? Move on to the last item on the agenda. Number 4, tree work on Mary Avenue. This was not included in the original bid package for the the tree work around the town. Scarborough Tree Service has looked at it. It is, I've received a text / quote for that work of $2,200 to raise the work that Eagle Street.
Did we have to look at the street that the repairs went on?
He has not gotten to that one yet.
Did we add that to the list?
As far as, no.
That wasn't on the list.
No.
It wasn't, we didn't add the list, but he had mentioned the price
on. Is that got a street name?
That's Holly Lane.
Holly Lane.
One option we can look at it here, if the council were inclined to do that, is to approve a dollar limit to address Holly Lane and Mary Avenue rather than one specific item.
How many trees would you have to cut on Mary? Do you have any idea? Or? I'm sorry? Limbs.
A bunch of limbs that are...
Low limbs. And low hanging limbs.
They're bringing the limbs to 15 to 20 feet above, you know, higher.
How many trees are involved in the street you live on?
How many trees?
Is this
some limbs?
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
I'll give them 10. I just don't want to start on them.
No, we agree. We're saying just kind of thinking of if there is a dollar amount, I believe is kind of estimated.
Yeah, if we could get it cleaned up, we could get it cleaned up. But I was just wondering what are we looking at on that street if we try to get it in with the Mary Avenue?
Oh, I want some deals. It's 4 or 5.
Okay, so...
4 or 5 trees.
So, give or take, just looking at the dollar amounts of those, it would probably be less than $5,000 to do all of the additional work. That would be Mary and Holly Lane.
Well, if there's not that much on Holly, you might could get it for $3,000.
For both?
Maybe.
The only part is with discussing with him, if only 3,000 is authorized and he does not agree to it, then we would not be.
Why don't we say that we're going to negotiate and start at 3,000 and be willing to go up to 4,000?
That is.
We can do that.
And just one more before we get to the final part is we looked at the all the way around, kind of circling the trees that are within the right of way on Angel Street to do that entire scope. That's an additional $7,000. So I think that that's probably worth waiting for a future portion. The reason behind that, going all the way around the trees, the trees in the right of way, the town spends the money to cut the trees down when they do decline. You have the aesthetic.
Well, from now on, I was just mentioned to talk with them and think about getting Mary Avenue and Holly DeBlay for 3,000 and be willing to go up to 4,000 if need be.
Second.
All in favor? Passes.
Question.
Yes.
The tree man you looked at up here on this new property we bought is dead.
Yes.
Are they going to take it down?
Is that the one next to the White House at the back porch?
No. It's the one out there right there. That
tree has been removed.
Has it?
It's.
They did it what's called a low cut on the stop. It's almost. Unless you're looking for it, it's very difficult
to notice it.
They beat you too.
They beat me that other one. He's got no control in it, just going to die too.
So you were saying, I don't know, what it almost sounds like there's a family in there or something. But, so are you saying circling the trees?
They're so
just doing the side facing angel, or are you talking about?
That's correct.
Okay. So are we going
to
ask
about that? No, I did. That is a $7,000 to go down all of Angel Street and to go around the trees completely. We can defer it. I would like to do that at some point, so if now is the time to do that and the council would like to get that work completed, he was.
Going down that road, I would.
I think he's already been down that road.
I think they did Angel Street. But if while they're here, is it less than if we ask them to come back?
Correct. So the $7,000 is basically, you'd call it a change order to the contract that's already been worked on.
Can they come down Christmas Avenue?
That's the state. That is one area that we did exclude intentionally with the state. Power is planned to be in the town this year to do the power line cleaning.
Over here last week.
You know, running lines.
That's going to be the separate. Asking to move the line to the pole.
So do you want us to?
Town would, if the.
Do we need to approve it?
If the council would like to do the trees, the remaining sides, all the on Angel Street, that is an additional $7,000 for consideration. So if there is a motion to.
So moved.
You got a motion, I'll say.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Let's get it done while we can.
Okay. All right.
Work on the power cleaning of the management. not on the agenda, but I would like to recognize outstanding citizen, business owner, Mason.
Mason Orr.
So, the recipient of the Quad Truck Award at the Chamber Dinner on Saturday.
You need a Grammy now.
You make us proud, Mason. Thank you.
What is that?
What are the Grammys?
No, that's...
Right?
Those are all the items on the agenda.
Sally, what's the Quad Truck Award? So moved.
Motion to adjourn.
And we are having the workshop at the end of the month. Okay. Good meeting.
What day is that?
I've got my reconciliation from invoices if you don't have any questions.
Oh, for the tree work, yeah, I still got that too. 24?
23rd or 24th, whatever that Monday is.
I gotta put it down or I will not remember.
Okay.
24.
I'm leaving Wednesday.
Yes.
Paul's like, we're gone. We'll be gone for Wednesday. Yeah, just, would you?